State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Public schools have a duty to try to educate every kid who comes through their doors, even when these kids might have a hard time learning or come from tough backgrounds. This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. There are a lot of those so-called at-risk kids in Stockbridge's elementary school. I'm looking at the school system in Stockbridge this week. Despite their demographics, kids in the elementary schools are succeeding thanks to high expectations and a lot of hard work from everyone involved. Robin Lowe Fletcher grew up in Stockbridge, and she now owns one of the beauty salons in town. Robin Lowe Fletcher grew up in Stockbridge, and she now owns one of the beauty salons in town.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fletcher and her husband have one son in high school and one in kindergarten. Before kindergarten, they were really worried about their youngest. The school was supposed to be good. It's been recognized by the state and has a solid reputation. But they thought people there might not help their son succeed, or that they might find ways to keep him out of their school. Their son is one of the kids considered at risk. But he's also quick, engaging, and funny. He's going to introduce himself.
My name is Brendan.
Brendan was born with a cognitive impairment, which does make it harder for him to learn. His mom explains,
Brendan was born with Down syndrome.
His special education status gets him the at-risk label. For those kids, economics, statistics, or in Brendan's case, biology, work against them. They're more likely to disengage from school and then have a really hard time living up to their potential. In Stockbridge, what gets a lot of kids an at-risk label is economics. Over 40% of the kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. But that doesn't mean their parents don't want their kids to do well. Robin Lowe Fletcher certainly isn't writing her son off.
Our goal is for Brendan to work and to live on his own. I have talked to the principal, and she, too, really wanted to know what our goals were for Brendan. She was very caring, even at the kindergarten level. At least they know where we're headed.
Michelle Rue is the principal Lowe Fletcher talked to. She has high expectations, too, and knows she needs the parents to buy in.
It's not learning your ABCs and taking nap time anymore in kindergarten. We expect our kids reading by the end of kindergarten, and that's something that we have to work hard at to really get parents to feel comfortable asking questions and coming into the school and saying, I don't understand, or how can I help my child?
High expectations seem to make a difference. Brendan's doing great in kindergarten. Most of the kids here do well in elementary school. Their standardized test scores are well above the state average. Principal Rue uses a system.
Positive behavior intervention supports.
That says good academics come from kids being able to calm themselves down and harness their energy so they can learn.
What we've really worked hard on is to notice and acknowledge when they're doing things correctly. That makes them feel good. They want to do what's right. They want to do their best.
When you walk into the school, you're greeted by a huge sign in the school colors that says, you are responsible for your own actions! Exclamation point. If parents have to be comfortable with this system, that is nothing compared to the buy-in it takes from the teachers and staff. There's lots of data collection, testing, meetings, but everyone I spoke to seemed really on board. That is probably in part due to Rue, a force and clearly a gifted administrator. But she chalks up a lot of her success to the district's superintendent, Bruce Brown.
If we have a great idea and we think we can put our best foot forward and our staff is willing to jump on, Bruce is usually supportive of it. He's leaving. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be new for all of us.
We'll hear more about the outgoing superintendent and the innovation he's fostered tomorrow, and just how fragile the gains of these high-achieving schools in Stockbridge might be. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.